Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
जटी चर्मीषि कंडी च सर्वांगक सर्वभावनः हरश्च हरिनाक्षश्च सर्वभूतहरः प्रभुः. जटी, इंटरेस्टिंग नेम. जटी मीन्स ही हैज द वंडरफुल मैटेड लॉक्स ऑफ हेयर. महादेवा इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज हैविंग द मैटेड लॉक्स ऑफ हेयर. विद दिस ओनली ही इज डिस्क्राइब्ड एज कपर्धी. द वर्ड कपर्धी इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट. फाइव टाइम्स इट कम्स इन रुद्रम. विज्यम दनु कपर्दिनो विशल्योपानवागुम उत नमः कपर्दिने च व्युक्त केशाय च नमः कपर्दिने च पुलस्तये च नमो इमागुम रुद्राय तवसे कपर्दिने क्षयद्वीराय प्रबरामहेमतिं ये भूतानां अधिपतयो विशिकासः कपर्दिनः. So five times, Kapardi means the one who has the matted locks of hair on his head. And five times it comes, Kapardi. Jati is very relatable to Kapardi, the one who is having the matted locks of hair. So five times it comes in Rudram. And not only this, in Mahabharata itself, Krishna addresses many times Mahadeva as Kapardi. So we saw this episode, Vasudeva, when Bhishma requests Krishna to recite the glories of Lord Shiva, he says, Shushrushadvam Brahmanendras Tvamchatata Yudhishthira Tvamchapa Geya Namani Shrinushveha Kapardine. O Yudhishthira, O the Pandavas, hear the glories of that personality named Kapardi. He says that in Anushasana Parvam, 14th chapter, 26th verse. And then again, when Durvasa Maharshi went once, he comes to Dwaraka. Rukmini and Krishna serve him like a servant and servant maid, and then he becomes satisfied. And then he shares the foremost of all secrets. And what is the foremost of all secrets? Knowledge of Shiva only. And that again, Krishna shares that to Yudhishthira. So when he starts reciting the conversation that he had with Durvasa Maharshi, when he came to Dwaraka, when he starts sharing that to Yudhishthira, he says, Hantate katayishyami namaskritva kapardine. Okay, and then he says, oh Yudhishthira, that is actually the greatest secret that Durvasa Maharshi shared to me. But before that, let me namaskritva kapardine, let me venerate that personality named Kapardi and then start reciting his glories. So that's another interesting thing, topic that comes again in the Anushasana Parvam, 160th chapter. We can take that up after the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi. And then Veerabhadra. Veerabhadra is a Shiva Gana. Where does he come from? He comes from one of the hair lockets of Mahadeva. The hair lockets of Mahadeva are so powerful. Mahadeva heard about the Daksha Yajna and what happened to Sati Mata. He just pulls one of his hair lockets and then puts it down, and then from that Veerabhadra arises. No one could face the wrath of Veerabhadra. Veerabhadra, being a Shiva Gana, was able to destroy everybody, including Brahma, Narayana and Indra. We saw that. So he comes from the hair locket of Mahadeva, Kapardi. So that is about Jati. Charmi, another interesting name. Charmi means one who is covered with the skin. One who has the skin as his garment. So what is this skin? So this can be interpreted in many ways. So there are various Upabrahmanams, because the Puranas talk about Mahadeva having the skin of the tiger as his garment, the skin of deer as his garment, the skin of elephant as his garment, the skin of the man lion, that is Narasimha, as his garment. So we can interpret in this in any way. And also this reminds me of Krittivasa.
एषते रुद्रभागस्तञ्जुषस्वतेन वसेन परो मूजवतोति हव्यवत ददन्वापिनाकहस्तः कृत्तिवासाः.
तैत्तिरीय संहिता ऑफ द कृष्ण यजुर्वेदम, फर्स्ट कैंटो, 8th चैप्टर, 6th वर्स. कृत्तिवासाः, इट एंड्स विद कृत्तिवासा, मीन्स द वन हू इज कवर्ड विद द स्किन. And with this, there is an Upabrahmanam in the Linga Puranam and Shiva Mahapuranam. After Sharaba destroys the Ahankara of Narasimha, it is described that Nrisimha Kritti Vasana. He pulls the skin of Narasimha and wears that as a garment. Nrisimha Kritti Vasana. Linga Mahapuranam, 1st Canto, 96th Chapter, 115th Verse. Shiva Mahapurana, Shatarudra Samhita, 12th Chapter, 36th Verse talks about this. So that's the Krittivasa told in the Vedas, the one who is covered with the skin. And it can also be interpreted as covered with the skin of tiger or elephant or deer or man lion, because all four stories, everything has a story. We can get into that later. So that's about it. So like Charmi means who is covered with a skin. It can be interpreted in four ways. But this actually Charmi aligns with Krittivasaha in the Vedas. And supporting fact is present also in the Shiva Linga Purana, talking about Nrisimha Krittivasana, the one who is wearing the skin of Narasimha as your garment after destroying the Ahankara of Narasimha. Like that he destroyed the Ahankara of Gajasura. And then likewise a deer and also a tiger. That's why he's called as Vyagra Charmambaradara, Dvipa Charmambaradara. Even Kurma Puranam, 1st Canto, 25th Chapter, 53rd Verse talks about when Mahadeva appears in front of Krishna to give him boons. There also again, his description is described as actually Nrisimha Charma Krita Basmaga, Nrisimha Charmambaradara Basmagatram, Nrisimha Charmambaradara. So one who is wearing the skin of Narasimha as your garment, and then Basmagatram, one who is with the holy ashes, O Mahadeva. So that's about the word Charmi. Shikandi. Shikandi also comes in the Nila Rudra Upanishad, which is one of the oldest Upanishads, not spoken of much today, but it is one of the oldest Upanishads. The word Shikandi comes very often in the Nilarudra Upanishad for Lord Shiva. And Sarvanga Jati Charmi Shikandi Cha Sarvanga Sarva Bhavanaha Sarvangaha Sarva Angaha. Everything is his Anga. So like all the Jivas, including the universe, are present as his body, and Mahadeva is present as the Antaratma, Shariratma Bhavam, which was first told by Shrikanta. Shrikanta was the first person to use the word Vishishta, Vishishta Dvaitam in his Bhashyam. Ramanuja never used it. Ramanuja has used actually Savishesha Dvaitam only in his entire 9 works. He has not used the word Vishishta Dvaitam. But Shrikanta has used the word Vishishta Dvaitam 6 to 7 times in his Bhashyam. So Shariratma Bhavam has also been explained by Shrikanta Radhya in his Bhashyam very beautifully. So that's what Sarva Angaha. So everything is his Anga. Everything belongs to his, like everything is his body, and he is present as the Antaratma. Brahmanda Vyapta Deha Basita Hima Rucha Basamana Bhujangaihi. Lagunyasam states. So he is Brahmanda Vyapta Deha. This Brahmanda, this universe. Brahmanda means universe. This universe is actually present as his Deha, as his body. Haraya. Harascha. So that's Hara. Ksharam Pradhanam Amritaksharam Haraha. Shvetashvatara Upanishad. So Hara means one who destroys everything at the time of deluge, and one who is present only. He is the only one who is present after the destruction of the universe and destruction of the Devas. And that's one meaning. And the other meaning is that one who removes all the sins. Hara means the one who is the remover of all the papa. There is nothing to steal for Mahadeva. Mahadeva is the giver of Aishwarya. He is described as Taskaranam Pataye Namo. Ishangina Ishudimate Taskaranam Pataye Namo Namo Vanchate Parivanchate Sta Yunam Pataye Namo Namo. He is the lord of thieves. He is the lord of dacoits. Rudram, third Anuvakam. So, but what does he steal from us? He doesn't have anything, because he is the giver of Aishwarya. To Brahma, Narayana and Indra, he is the giver of Brahma Lokam, Indra Lokam and Vaikuntam to Brahma, Vishnu and Indra. What is that to steal from us? Means he steals away all the sins that we have done for crores and crores of births, and then gives us mukti. So that's another meaning that can be interpreted. Harinaksha. Harinaksha means golden. Harina means, one meaning is actually the deer, deer like eyes, but another meaning is actually, because Mahadeva is more associated with that golden, golden personality, that gold and yellow, very often in the Upanishads and the Puranas. So the Harina, another meaning is actually gold or yellow. So the one who has golden eyes.
Namo Hiranyabhagave Hiranyavarnaya Hiranyarupaya Hiranyapataye Mbikapataya Umapataye Pashupataye Namo Namaha.
Hiranyadanta. Jaimini Maharshi, Narada Puranam, Uttarabhagam, 73rd chapter, in the chapter named Greatness of Trayambakeshvara, he describes Mahadeva as Hiranyadanta. Oh, golden teethed personality. You have golden teeth. So likewise here, the eyes are also described as golden in the Shiva Sahasranama. And so as I said, I think once I have said before, we will not be going through all the names. It is going to be really, because difficult. We can take the Shiva Sahasranama at a later point. We can go through each and every name. But right now I want to complete the episode of Upamanyu Maharshi. So we will be seeing only selective names, maybe some 50 names out of the 1000 names, 50 or maximum 100 today and tomorrow. And then we'll be going back to the, again, we'll be moving on to the next chapter, that is the 18th chapter of Anushasana Parvam. Because Upamanyu Maharshi's episode is very, very lengthy in the entire Mahabharata. So we'll be moving on to that. Later, probably we can take up the entire, the meaning of Shiva Sahasranama. I can explain, I can do the Vivaranam of each and every name. So we'll be only selecting, we'll be just telling beforehand, we'll be seeing only selective names. Harinaksha, so that's about the golden eyes, golden eyed personality. Harinaksha, Sarva Bhuta Harah Prabhu. Sarva Bhuta. So Sarva Bhuta means actually he is present as the Antaratma of all the Ishanak Sarva Vidhyanam Ishwarak Sarva Bhutanam. Ishwarak Sarva Bhutanam. He is present in the heart of all the living entities. Sarva Bhuta, all the living entities. Veda Mantra, Sarva Bhutanam. All the living entities. He is present in the heart of all the living entities. And Harah Prabhu. Haraha again comes. We have seen that. Prabhu. Again, the second time this word comes in the Shiva Sahasranama. First Stotram also Prabhu, the word comes. And the second time, two times it comes in the Shiva Sahasranama, the word Prabhu. And it comes in the various Upanishads as we saw. Mahanarayana, Shvetashvatara, Kaivalya and Brihadjabala. So sometimes if you see, guys, this Prabhu word is also used for Indra or Brahma or Vishnu also. But ultimately that Prabhu word refers to Mahadeva, because that is used in the Upanishads mostly for Lord Shiva. Ultimate Prabhu of all the Prabhus is actually Samba Shiva. Bhagavan of Bhagavan, like just like the word Bhagavan is used. You know, Bhagavan is another word that is going to come in the Shiva Sahasranama. So, you know, though that word Bhagavan can be used for, you know, it is used sometimes in the Puranas for Indra, Brahma and Vishnu. But like 45 times the word Bhagavan is used for Lord Shiva in the Vedas and Upanishads. So he is the ultimate Bhagavan. Shiva Shiva Yangila Devam Mava. So you can become a Devata, you can become Brahma, Vishnu or Indra by chanting the names of Shiva.